Why is the gun divide so wide in our country? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James Shepard, professor of psychology at the University of Florida, looks at one of the dividing lines and how both sides are actually concerned with the same thing.
Each week brings news of another horrific act of gun violence in America. Yet Americans seem unable to unite in action to increase safety. Ironically, the inability to unite may arise from pursuit of a shared goal, the goal of safety. All people want to feel safe, yet differ in what makes them feel safe. Opponents to gun restrictions view guns as a source of safety. They feel safe when armed and resist efforts to restrict their access to guns. In contrast, supporters of gun restrictions view guns as a threat to safety. They feel unsafe when others are armed and view restrictions as necessary to increase safety. At the University of Florida, we tested the role of safety perceptions in a survey of concealed campus carry. Gun owners separated themselves into two groups: those who own guns for protection reasons, and those who own guns exclusively for non-protection reasons, such as sport or collecting. Protection owners supported campus carry and thought it would decrease gun crimes on campus. They also reported that if they carried a concealed gun, people would feel safer. Non-protection owners felt the opposite in all regards. In fact, they responded the same as people who do not own guns. And if we look at the entire sample, two-thirds opposed campus carry. Opponents and supporters to gun restriction propose conflicting solutions to gun violence. Both feel that the other solutions imperil safety. But both groups fail to recognize that exclusive satisfaction in their own safety threatens the safety of the other group. Ending gun violence in America starts with respecting the safety needs of all people.
That was James Shepard of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.